When you think of the word homework, what comes to mind? Maybe it's late nights hunched over a desk, trying to solve math problems while your friends were outside. Or maybe it's rushing to finish an assignment on the bus 5 minutes before class starts. Here's a question. Is homework really the best use of our time outside of school? Or are we just holding on to a tradition that's more about routine than results? Let's dig into this surprisingly polarizing topic. Welcome to Your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is homework should not be required and comes from the education category in our collab deck with The Conversationalist. Let's dig in. The concept of homework has been around since at least the 19th century. Introduced by Italian educator Roberto Nivellis, who saw it as a way to reinforce learning. Homework became a staple of education systems worldwide, but it hasn't gone unchallenged. Studies show that students in the U.S. spend an average of 6.8 hours a week on homework, with high school students often exceeding 10 hours. Yet research from Duke University suggests that while homework can improve test scores in older students, it has little to no benefit for elementary-age children. Some countries, like Finland, have drastically reduced or eliminated homework entirely, focusing instead on in-class learning. This debate matters because homework affects families, schools, and students' mental health. It shapes how children spend their free time and can influence their long-term attitudes towards learning. Balancing academic rigor with well-being is a question that affects students, parents, and educators alike. Now, let's debate. Agree. Homework should not be required. Homework causes unnecessary stress. Studies have shown that excessive homework contributes to anxiety, sleep deprivation, and burnout, especially among high school students. A 2014 Stanford University study found that students who spend too much time on homework are more likely to experience health issues, including migraines and stomach problems. Think of the Simpsons episode where Bart is forced to redo an entire summer's worth of assignments. The stress he's feeling is palpable. It reduces family and free time. Homework takes time away from activities that are equally important, like family dinners, hobbies, physical exercise. According to the American Psychological Association, family time is crucial for a child's emotional development, but hours of homework often make that impossible. Philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau might argue that children learn best through exploration and natural curiosity, not rigid assignments. It doesn't guarantee better learning. Many educators argue that homework often emphasizes rote memorization rather than critical thinking. We could all use more critical thinking. Countries like Finland, which de-emphasize homework, consistently rank at the top in global education metrics. Philosopher John Dewey might argue that authentic learning comes from engaging with the material meaningfully, not completing repetitive tasks at home. Disagree. Homework should be required. Homework reinforces learning. Practice makes perfect. Homework helps students retain and apply what they've learned in class. Research from the National Education Association shows that moderate amounts of homework improve academic performance, particularly in math and science. Even in Harry Potter, Hermione Granger's dedication to her homework often saves the day. Imagine a world where she didn't bother. It's chaos. It builds discipline and time management skills. Homework teaches students these essential life skills, like managing deadlines and prioritizing tasks. These are transferable skills they'll use in college and in their careers. Benjamin Franklin was quoted as saying, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." Homework prepares students for the challenges ahead. It levels the playing field. Homework can help students who struggle in class to get that extra practice they need so that they can succeed. For students in underfunded schools, it can provide opportunities to learn material they might not fully grasp during the school day. Philosopher John Rawls could argue that homework provides an equitable way to address gaps in education. Now for some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the agree point about homework causing unnecessary stress is, stress often comes from poor time management, not the existence of homework itself. Teaching students how to handle their workload might be a better solution. One possible rebuttal to the disagree point about homework building discipline could be, there are alternative ways to learn these skills, such as extracurricular activities or part-time jobs, which might be more enjoyable and effective. The complexity of this issue lies in the balance. While some homework might be necessary, the how much and what kind questions are just as important. Recent debates in states like California and New Jersey have led to legislation limiting the amount of homework assigned to students, with some schools capping it at 10 minutes per grade level. Meanwhile, the rise of online learning has sparked new discussions about the role of homework in digital educational environments. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. Homework should not be required for kids younger than high school. What age is the most appropriate for assigning homework? Does homework have a measurable impact on younger students' academic performance? 2. Homework should not be required unless it's a creative or collaborative project. How can homework encourage critical thinking instead of rote memorization? Are collaborative assignments better at preparing students for the real world? 3. Homework should be optional and tailored to individual students' needs. How can teachers ensure optional homework doesn't widen educational inequalities? Should students have a say in the kind of homework they receive? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, and improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.